hate this job. Recycling is so much work. I liked it better when we could just throw everything in the trash.
Well, keep doing that and there won't be anywhere left to live. Funny, it's kind of like that with your brain, too. Hi, everyone. I'm Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. Welcome to another great week of stories and scriptures to help you grow in your faith. Today, we'll get started in the New Testament letter to the Philippians, chapter 4, verse 8, where we're all instructed about how important it is to keep our thoughts pure. Here's what it says. Whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Meditate means we should think about those things. Our story today is called Mount Trashmore. It was the day before trash pickup, and Dad was helping Jake with his chores. I hate this job, said Jake as he put aluminum cans in one container and plastic bottles in another. Oh, it's not so bad, replied Dad. Of course, it would be easier if you didn't let things pile up so long. I guess, but I liked it better when we just threw everything into one big plastic bag, grumbled Jake. I wish we could do that again. Well, that may be easier, said Dad, but by recycling what we can, we're saving materials and space in landfills, too. Those are places where the trash is dumped. I know, replied Jake. Our school bus goes past one of them every day. He laughed. There's a big mountain of garbage there, and all the kids call it Mount Trashmore. When they finished sorting cans and bottles, Dad turned to go into the house. He picked up a brown paper bag standing near the door. Looks like we missed this, he said. Oh, that's just some stuff I need to sort out, mumbled Jake, quickly reaching for the bag. But Dad was already opening it. Let's see. Papers, magazines. Whoa, exclaimed Dad. He took out one of the magazines and looked at it. These really are trash. Where did they come from? Some of the guys at school gave them to me, murmured Jake. From what I'm seeing on the covers, I don't think I'd like what's inside very much, said Dad. Jake hesitated, feeling embarrassed. Yeah, they have some bad pictures, and some of the stories aren't so good either, he admitted. You know, Dad, at first it seemed pretty cool and grown up to read this stuff, but I'm going to throw them out and not take any more. Good, said Dad. Magazines like this will make a Mount Trashmore of your heart and mind. The pictures and the stuff you read in them may keep running through your head, crowding out God. He handed the bag to Jake. Let's put them where they belong, in the dump. So how about you? Do you throw out trash that comes your way? Do you make sure the movies and TV shows you watch, the music you listen to, and the websites you visit don't create a trash pile in your mind? Ask God to show you anything that's dishonoring to Him, then get rid of it. Remember that you're a child of God and choose good things to watch, read, and listen to instead. Our key verse today is 2 Corinthians 7:1. It says, "Let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness, perfecting holiness in the fear of God." And our key thought today, keep your mind pure. You know, life can get pretty busy sometimes, right? That's why you need to take the Keys for Kids stories with you on the go with the Keys for Kids mobile app. You can listen in the car when you're going to school or take time to learn more about God when you're on the road to Grandma and Grandpa's house. You can read the story along with me every day on your favorite smartphone or tablet. Make sure to get your parents' permission and help and search the App Store for Keys for Kids. Well, as always, I'm Zach, and thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.